This is Jim Zaroli in New York.
See, it's soft, the ice creams.
At his delicatessen just off 6th Avenue, Joe Macri sifts through a freezer filled with mushy popsicles. The electricity came on in this part of the city at about 10 of 9 this morning, but there were few customers, and by noon, Joe and his brother Vinny were ready to close up shop and go home.
All of our customers, they work in buildings, and since they don't have any power, they didn't come into work. How can you make work if our regular customer not here, you know?
But the Macris were relatively lucky. Elsewhere in the city, people are without any power, and the afternoon sun proved sweltering. There were 80,000 calls to the city's 911 system and two deaths. Mayor Michael Bloomberg urged people to stay away from work.
Although the financial markets are scheduled to open, New Yorkers should use their best judgment as to whether they go to work. As I said last night, there are worse things than taking a summer Friday off from work.
Most people seemed happy to take the day off. Many stores and offices stayed closed, even those with power. Broadway theaters remained dark. The Lloyd family of Houston came to New York to see a basketball game. They had to walk to Madison Square Garden from their hotel, but when they got there, the game was canceled.
We've come all the way from Houston, Texas, to be hot and sweaty, just like we were at home.
We're staying on the 30th floor,
we had to walk
and the elevators aren't working, so we had to walk down 30 floors. So we're having a great time.
Out-of-town visitors who could get hotel rooms were fortunate. Subways and commuter trains were out of service, and throughout the day, the major airports were open, but flights were delayed. Some people had to spend last night camped out in friends' apartments or even sleeping on park benches. Pauline Soroya stood on 3rd Avenue early this morning holding her shoes and looking somewhat dazed. She and Ed Wisniewski came to the city for a romantic dinner at Tavern on the Green yesterday. They ended up sleeping on the lobby floor at a Radisson hotel.
Well, it's better than sleeping outside. I saw some people sleeping over here on the Starbucks floor. I'm like, well, at least we got like a carpet with like a blanket and stuff. It's better than nothing.
So what are you going to do now?
Try to find a way out of the city. Definitely. We have ferry tickets. Maybe the ferries are running. We'll try to get out that way.
But for the most part, people seem to take the blackout in stride. And despite a few reports of looting, the city remained largely calm. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.